Sukkim relate how the encounter between Yaakov Avinu, he met his future wife Rachel, Baslovan Achimo. He goes over to the well, takes the rock, just rolls it off. It's off the bear. Rashi says like a kamavra sluchis, like someone kakmi sluchis. He just takes, it's like a little cork, something. He was very super powerful, very super strong, and he did that. And he wanted to water it all. He got the water for all his son Lavan. Vayashk says son Lavan achi imo. Pasuk Yud Aleph vayishak Yaakov Rachel. And he cries. He meets her for the first time. What does he do? He starts crying. Obviously, why is he crying? All the Mepharshim explain. Rashi gives two pirushim. Vayevk, says Rashi, Yud Aleph, if he should suffer Ruach HaKodesh, he saw in Ruach HaKodesh, She'enu Nechnes Imo Kvura, that she will not be buried with him. So it caused him sorry. He felt bad that she will not be buried with him. He wanted his chus with his wife, his favorite wife, one of the imahos, and he wanted to be buried with her. So he felt bad. He had tsar, so he cried. The rach, another chap, because he had no money to give her. Okay. And the svarno says something a little different. Svarno on the bottom of the visa calls vayevk al shlozach lases osa bin urav, because he was not zocha when he sees her. And now he sees, he finds his Bashir, he's about to get married, and he's not a youngster anymore. He was an older man, at least compared to us, even Gabi him. He wasn't a young man. He wasn't a 17, 18, 20, 25-year-old person. I think Chokhan Cheshmi was 77 years old. And he says, I was not Zocha to marry her when I was young. I had to wait till I'm 77 years old. Who cares? What's the nafkmi? What difference does it make? But how you go, Reis, Kizos b'nei ne'urim. If he would have married her when he was young, so his children that he'd have with her would be b'nei ne'urim, children of a young person, of a young father. I assume what Sforno means, I assume. I think it's pretty posh what he means. You know, it's not clear, doesn't say it, but I think what Sforno means is that it makes a difference. If a person's a young man and he has children, you know, he can run after his kids, he has patience for them, he doesn't lose his patience, he takes care of them, puts a lot of kolchos, he has a kolchos to deal with them. When he's older, he's a little schwacher, so he doesn't have the kolchos, doesn't have the patience maybe, you know, can't deal with them as much, maybe that nowadays they probably say can't relate to them as much, whatever the svar exactly is, something like that. You know, he's an older man, so he feels bad. If he would have married her, you know, 40 years ago, 50 years ago when he was 20 years old, 27 years old, so he would have, the children he'd have with her, right? Yosef and Binyamin would be B'nai Ne'urim. But now, because he's marrying her so late, he'll have children with her now, and they'll be, you know, he's an older man. There's a couple points I both say. It seems, this, I guess, push up shot. I mean, we know who Yaakov was. Yaakov was someone, Chazal tells us, we just read a couple minutes ago, even at this stage of 77 years old, he was a powerhouse. I mean, he rolled off the rock from the well. I think the psukim, the tfilos, and I think it's in Geshem, I think, or Tala, I forget which one it is. In Geshem or Tala talks about, you know, the schus of Yaakov, did such a tremendous thing. He rolled off the thing because he was very strong. He was into it. He had so much focus, and he rolled it off. And that was, he wasn't a weak man. He wasn't a, like we know nowadays, 77-year-old man. He was a 77-year-old, super powerful individual. And he, if I care, he lived till 147. So he wasn't like he was going to die in 5 years. He was going to die in 70 years from now. So relatively speaking, he was an old man, but he was a young man. He was a young, powerful individual. And Yaakov Avinu knew. He knew, obviously, what his tachas in life was. He knew what his goals are. He was kind of the shvatim, the Yud Beis Shvatim. He had to be, make him, you know, produce the Yud Beis Shvatim. So you can imagine how motivated Yaakov Avinu was, right? So you'd have two of them with her, the rest, you know. So you can imagine, even an old man, okay, if you tell him, if he knows that he's going ahead and his mission in life, his job is to make sure that Klal Yisrael, the future of Klal Yisrael, is established now. And you have to make them into Chashva children, right? Take his kids, take his Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the whole business, and Yosef, Binyamin, and take them and teach them, machanach them properly. to be the future of Klal Yisrael. This is the foundation of the whole future of Klal Yisrael, the whole Am Yisrael, everybody. So, and that's what Yaakov cared for. That was Yaakov's mission in life. That was the most important thing. When you look back, and he knew that also, look back on Yaakov, Avinu, who was he? He was one of the Avos. He was the one who established the Shiftei Kah, the holy Shiftei Kah from which all the future Klal Yisrael and the whole world stand on the Shiftei Kah. So how much motivation would Yaakov Avinu have to make sure I do whatever I possibly can to mechanach them properly? I can't even imagine it. I mean, I'm sure if any one of us would, if someone would tell you, you know, your child's going to become the God of Ador. You know, your child will be the next Moshe Feinstein. Right? I'm telling you, I have a nevuah, your child will be the next Moshe Feinstein. What are you going to do? Okay, let me take my time. I don't feel good, so good today. I'm a little old. I feel shvach, you know, I have a little headache, you know. I'll take off a seder. I mean, I'll not work with the kids so much today. Excuse that. I'm sorry. Right? So that's not going to happen, right? If you're trying to bring up the God Gador, put all your kishkes, all your kaychas into it, whatever you can. You think, you meayas, you ask shilas, you talk to your wife, talk to your parents, talk to whoever it is, to what to do, and you put all your kaychas into it. And he wasn't shvach anyway. He was 77 years old, both say. And he was a powerhouse with 70 more years of his life to live. But nevertheless, he felt bad. He felt he had tzar. It seems, Abosai, that it would have made a difference for Yaakov Avinu, so fully motivated, has so much kochos, physical strength and emotional strength and motivation, ad ein sof, no limited amount of motivation, but, you know, it makes a difference. A person who's young, you know, it makes a difference. It would have made a difference for his kids. He felt if they would have been, banam neurim, what's the Russian, if they would have been b'nei neurim, it would have made a difference. He felt bad. He felt there was something missing. Obviously, I don't think it was a gassus. You know, he did the best he could, and he was powerful and strong and all that, but something was missing. Both that you have to all realize, we have to realize, I know myself included, but at least you guys have to realize, you have such kochos, and you have so many kochos to utilize, to become, to grow. B'nei Torah, Tamil Achamim, Bali Midos, right? Smach Boch B'Yaldusecha. It's a tremendous opportunity we have. Tremendous, you know? And a difference, then, if it made a difference, Agabe, Yaakov Avinu, Agabe, how he would produce a Shiftei Kah, if it made a difference by him, the 70 years or the 50 years, whatever it would have been between B'nai Urim and B'nai 77, Kavachoma, Alas Kamvakama, what a difference it makes for us. If we're 18, 19, or if we're 40 and 50 and 60, what the kochos, the difference of kochos is could make such a big difference in terms of everything we have, whether it's even the secular world, but I'm talking about in the ruchnistic world. I mean, it's true in all worlds, in all fields of endeavor. But the difference that it makes, Shabbos, you have to chop and realize it. You know, I'll have a good time now, I'll take it easy, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next year, I'll work till now, I'm a little tired now, whatever. Shabbos, chop Orion. We have such an opportunity you have. It's such a powerful, you know, opportunity which I have to accomplish and grow in terms of ruchnius, in terms of gashmius, in terms of midos working on. Chazal say, you know, a person shouldn't wait till he's older to work on his midos because it's too hard, too entrenched, and you have less kaychas. That's Chazal tell us. But we, if you have the hair, what a difference it makes even for Yaakov Avinu, the kochas a person has and how it manifests itself, even when he's so motivated. Kochas, when it comes to us, Shabbos, we should chop around whatever we can. Another fact, Shabbos say, whether it's according to Rashi's tsar was because of the fact that she wasn't, she wouldn't be buried with him, and Sverno says because of the Eishas Neurim, okay, made a difference, but Yaakov, wake up, what are you doing? What are you doing now? You see your wife, you're about to be able to, you're about to begin a whole new life of taking care of your mission, your purpose on this world, your main purpose in this world to go ahead and establish a Tekah. I mean, if I would be Yaakov, I would be, dance of joy. I mean, what do we do, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys know yet, Ms. Tunnel, right? When you meet your kala the first time and you find this the kala and you're about to get engaged or you have to get engaged, you go, Alvik, you know, so beautiful, so wonderful. I'll start a married life. I'll have children, have a mishpacha. I'll establish a beautiful mishpacha in Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu just now met the woman with who he will establish the Shiftei Kah or some of the Shiftei Kah. So she'd be dancing with joy. She'd be so excited. Baruch Hashem. Hashem, thank you for leading me on the proper path. Like Eliezer said, the bracha, he gave thanks for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu should be doing that. He should be dancing with joy. And Mistam, I'm sure he was very happy. Okay, the pasuk doesn't relate so much, but look what happens instead. He starts crying. Yaakov, what are you?
What happened to you? What's with you, Yaakov? You're crying now at this time? You're about to get engaged. You're about to meet the mother of some of the Shiftei Kah. No. That's the Yaakov. Of course there's happiness there. But it doesn't overshadow, and it doesn't exclude the Hargosha of other important aspects in his life, important aspects in the world, which is if there's a lack of, if he will not be zocha, if there'll be some ruchnikus, the lack of being zocha to be buried with Rachel, or if there'll be a lack of, they won't be bnei neurim, there's something missing over there. He feels it. He's margashed. It causes him to cry, to shed tears, tears of tzar, tears of, he feels bad, in spite of the fact that I'm sure he felt very happy. There's no question about it. But it doesn't overshadow, it doesn't ignore, because Rav Ossi cares so much. He knows what is life all about. Life is about ruchnius, it's about spirituality, it's about serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about nothing else. Care counts. And if I see, even though I just now found a person, I'm going to be so excited to build a family of Kai Yisrael, and this is Shiftei Kah, but you know, I'm not going to be buried with her. It'll be sorry, not as much ruchnius as I would like. And he sees that there won't be bnei neurim. There's something missing over there on both sides. He feels that. That's so paramount at the time of his greatest simcha, which he could possibly can have. He feels it, tzar. He feels that tzar. Because it's there, it's real, it's chashiv, because that's what is valuable in Yaakov in his life. How much ruchnius will I have? All these things are ruchnius, right? The main urim, the lack of main urim, the lack of being buried with rochel, it's very special. That's all that life counts. That's all it means, has meaning in life. That's what we have to try to appreciate both sides. You know, people have different value systems. People care about different things. And we have to machshav try to learn from Yaakov Avinu what he cares about and how strongly and how deeply he feels it, that, oh, I'm going to be missing out something. If my ruchnis will be lacking from 100% to 99%, it causes me tzar at my wedding. It causes me tzar at the biggest, the time when, I don't know, the biggest, but when he should have so much joy, it still makes an impression, makes an indelible impression, and he feels that tzar. Then on both sides, there's a Rashi, I thought it's particularly appropriate also. There's Rashi earlier in the parasha, when the pasuk talks about how Yaakov, who slept after 14 years, Shem Avery, he slept, he's traveling, and he sleeps, takes a little nap, and he has a dream, he wakes up. He realized that this was the Makam, the base of Midash. There's the whole on Rashi. I didn't copy the whole Rashi here, both say, but basically Rashi talks about what happened over here. I'll read to you part before what you have. So he was. There was a sulam from Be'er Sheva to Beis Kel, which in between is the Yerushalayim. Then Rashi says, and he was off to Kvisas Oretz. Seems they says not that he didn't go to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim came to him. Here's the whole story over there. Vim Tomer, says Rashi, which I wrote down. In Tomer, Kishavar Yaakov al Beis Hamikdash, Madura Ikvah Sham. So what happens? He passed by. He's now in Beis El, and he realizes, like, what happened? I messed up. I missed the Makam Mikdash. How can I not daven there? How can I do such a thing? So Fetter Rashi Kasha, so if that was true, if the right thing was to go ahead and daven by the Makam Mikdash, so why didn't Hashem go ahead and give him a little kick or something, give him a little push, you know, and like, wake up, Yaakov, you know, don't you realize where you are? Says Rashi, if a person himself, he did not go ahead and focus and take the opportunity to daven, Makam Spal Avosa, where his forefathers dive in such a holy place. So Hashem's not going to get involved. You don't do your share, I'm not going to do my share. You know, you don't go and stop and focus and realize, and I should dive in here. So I said, listen, also Hashem will let him go. He wants to do it. Fine, so he's not going to dive in. So that's not Hashem's problem. If you don't do your shtadlus, so Hashem lets you go do your own thing, even though it might be a mistake. So what happened? So he went until he got to Haran. He went all the way to Haran. When he got to Haran, what happened then? Omar, he said, is it possible that I went past the place where my forefathers davened, such a holy place, which was the future Makam Migdash? When I didn't daven, he chaps. All of a sudden, he realizes he's way off the course. He's hundreds of miles past where he's supposed to go, past the Beis Hamikdash. He gets the charon, gets all the way to his, by Yesi Yaakov Bishveil Charana. He got the charon, and he realized, oh, I made a mistake, a terrible mistake. How can I not daven there? So what does he do? He says, let me go back. He turns around, and he starts walking back. He had no jet plane, right? He just said, he had his camels and whatever he had. He started going back the other way. Let me go back 500 miles. I made a mistake. I think it's 5,000 miles. I'm not sure what it is. A lot of miles, not 10 miles. Hundreds and maybe 1,000 miles. I don't know. Let me go back. I made a mistake. I forgot to daven. That such a chashuv place. My parents daven, my father, my grandfather daven there. Mokam Middash, I have to go back. He turns around, starts going back. Where's he get? V'chazer, ad Beis El. He goes back. He reaches as far as Beis El is. V'kafsro aretz. And at that point, the nes happened, and then he had to kvisas aderech, right? He got to Yerushalayim like that from Beis El. But first, he had to do his own thing. So the Rashi before said, if he doesn't do it himself, Hashem's not going to help him. But once he goes in and does his thing, so Hashem helps him out. So I heard Rabbi Grumbach one time said, I'm not sure if it's Mukhruch, I can't tell you for sure, but he said a beautiful idea. He said, yes, the kasha, very simple kasha. The Rashi says that, well, Yaakov Avinu did this thing over here, he went, and he went back, he went all the way to Beis El, very nice, mysterious nefesh, beautiful. Then, Kvisas HaDerech, right? Yoav Daite, he had his focus, he had his heart set on going back, and he had Kvisas Derech. So I grew my there, it's like, what's going on? I've seen many people who want to do a mitzvah, they try to do it, and we don't find, like, Nisim Happenholz every time a guy wants to do a mitzvah. Like, this is Masha Rashi, he wanted to do it. And Melo, so he wanted to do it, and he started doing it, so he had Kvisas HaDerech. I mean, I want to do a lot of things, a lot of mitzvahs I want to do, but it doesn't always happen. Hashem does this, I want to learn more, I want to daven more, I want to have more kavana, I want to, go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. It doesn't happen. I don't get Nisim happening. What's going on? So he explained, I'm not sure if it's Mokha, I never talked to him, I can't say, Mr. Stumbel, he'll say it's Mokha, I don't know, I can't tell you. He said, that's what Rashi's saying. He says, you have daite. If someone has a degree of desire, of want, of yearning, the way Yaakov Avinu had it, which was evidenced over here, unbelievable. He wants to go back the hundreds of miles. He made a mistake and turns around. He didn't say, "Okay, I'm sorry, Hashem made a mistake. Let me daven here." That's what we would do. Turn around. You have to go. You're eating some cake or pizza one place. You have to make an almichi and you forget. And you go home. You go to a couple blocks away. Now, Pialocha, it seems Pasha's supposed to go back and make almichi in the right place, but I made a mistake, I'm sorry, I'll do it there, whatever, I'm just giving an example. But that was tremendous desire, tremendous yearning to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He decides to go back from Charan all the way back to Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, hundreds of thousands of miles, whatever it was. When a person evidences such mysterious nefesh, such desire, I want to do Ratzon Hashem, I want to change, I want to become a Talmud Chacham, I want to become a Gadol Hador, I want to go ahead and become bigger Baal Midos, I want to learn with more Hasmad, I want to doubt with more Kavana, I want to do the mitzvahs, I want whatever. With such an intense, tremendous desire, that's a zchus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in, Gadu Nisim. Now, it's never any guarantee, there's a lot of factors, I guess, I don't know, but that's what's Mashram Rashi, I think, here, Rabbi Grumbach felt, that The mashmos is that it's the yov daite, when a person puts his mind to it, focuses, he tries to go, he really wants to do it, and with the depths of his soul, he's margish, what a mistake he made, and how it's such an avod what he did, and I want to go back, I want to dive into Hashem, and the makom midrash is so important to me. That's what engenders, that's what enables a person to have siyat d'shamaya, and special, and even nisim can happen then. So both say, if we recognize what our tachas in life is, what has value, What the values are. The values are ruchnius. If we're lacking in something, so it could be a tremendous tragedy. If we're not the biggest, if we don't have, he had the Aisha, the Bnei Neurim, he didn't have Rachel buried with him, in spite of all the good things he has, even all the ruchnius he has, but something missing is so important, so chashuv, it's so valuable, after he feels, he cries. Mishas Maisa. He cries. And that's what he focuses on. And we have a desire instead, right? I want to go ahead and do mitzvahs. I want to learn Torah. And Rosh Baruch Hu sees it's hard. This guy Yankel, it's so hard for him to get out of bed in the morning, But I know he really wants to. He wants to do better. He wants to come. He wants to go. Come on, time to die. He wants to come on, time to me. He wants to come on, time to learning. He wants to work on his midos. He wants to masakin. He has the midos of kas. He wants to masakin the midos of kas, Rabbi Osai. That would engender, helps us with tremendous siyat d'shmaya. Should be a schus, we should be zolcha, to work on ourselves, to misaken ourselves, to become closer to shleimus, with the right hashkafas, with the right yearnings, the yearnings of, I want ruchnius. The gashmius is important, but that's just a siyog, it's just a help, it's just a way to avail yourself of the ruchnius, that's all it is. With that schus, we should be zolcha, to tremendous madregas of growth in Torah Yerushalayim.